Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
R.C. Collins is joining us. R.C. is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. And I don't often talk to cadets from military academies. How are you, R.C.?
Yes, sir, very good.
How old are you?
17.
And you are a cadet, a junior cadet?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me why you are a cadet at a military academy? Were you sent there by your folks? Was it something that you wanted to do?
Yes, sir. Well, it's mostly a preparation for military life. It indoctrinates us into a military lifestyle and living our life by a code that we believe in, which is God and country and flag. And we try and stay focused on our schoolwork and our officer training and the weapons drills and our endurance drills. And it's a full curriculum. It's good for a lot of us who want to eventually make the military our career.
Is that what your plans are?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What are the drawbacks?
There's not really a lot of drawbacks. It's a good world that we live in. If there's any drawbacks, I suppose the fact that we have a couple of dances a month that we host here. For those events, we invite girls from two of our local private high schools, which is Laverna High School and St. Rose Lane. We do like the dances, but it's unfortunate that a lot of girls who go to the school where the priests, I guess, did stuff to kids. I'm trying to put this as a gentleman. I mean, the girls are sometimes a little wild.
You talking about Catholic girls?
Well, I don't know, but my understanding is these are girls that come from the school where they have... the teachers are women, and they're not... My understanding is they're not married, and...
They're like nuns, right?
I don't know, sir. I honestly don't know. I believe it is Catholic, but they have men who have a certain style of uniform and do, a religious service, a priest or something. It's the religion where the priests allegedly touch kids. And
so, all right, let me ask you. You have dances.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm not making myself very clear. We have a really good life, but what we're more interested in is when we are exposed, I guess, to civilians, we want to feel that these are people who are going to be appreciative of the efforts we're going to make on their behalf once we do get into the military. I have plans of going into the Army, United States Army paratroopers. I'd like to be airborne, which means that hopefully I'll be able to go into combat in Iraq or wherever my country needs me. And when you do go into combat, you want to feel that, the people back home are, you want to feel that you're defending people who are, quality people. And these girls that we're exposed to these dances, I guess,
they're not really the highest grade of girl. Do you think it's because of the religion?
I really don't know, sir. They're very aggressive. They say the priests and the religion that they've got did stuff to them.
Well, let's stay on that for a minute. You say at your dances, the girls from the schools that you invite are aggressive. And now we can talk about the Catholic schools in question, but aggressive girls, when I was your age, would have been music to my ears. You know what I mean? That would have been a good thing.
Well, I mean, we're a little different from, I guess, a regular public school. And the young men that attend those, we try and maintain a higher level of self-discipline and self-respect because we know someday our country might call on us, to defend it. It's not like we don't like girls. I mean, we all do. It's that we wish they conducted themselves,
Like more ladylike?
Oh, yes, sir, like a little bit more ladylike.
Well, let me tell you, without being too specific, how are these girls aggressive? Give me an example of young women that you guys have had to your dances that you like.
Yes, sir. Well, as I mentioned, these girls are all from two specific religious schools, and as many people sometimes say, I guess a lot of these Catholic girls can be aggressive because of the priests that touched them or...
Well, understand that not every priest touched these kids.
Okay, I mean, I don't know, but there is a possibility that they got touched, and as cadets who live by a code, we often find ourselves telling these girls to, to act a little bit more appropriate on our campus at our dances. And,
well, is the solution inviting another school?
Well, I think that what a lot of these kids had to go through at the hands of these priests touching them, I feel bad for them. I think any priest who would do that to a girl should be shot like a dog, but still, I mean, the girls, they come up from these schools, and if we had some of the girls that come up from San Marino High School, Pasadena, that'd be better, yeah? But a lot of the wafer trash, a lot of the girls...
What is wafer trash?
Yes, sir, that's kind of a term that one of us invented for the girls that are come from the school. They eat, so I guess the Catholic Church, where they eat wafers and they drink wine, and it's pretty loose.
Well, that's called communion. It's a sacrament of the Catholic Church, and you, and communion is eating a wafer and drinking wine.
Well, yes, sir, but I mean the problem we have with that.
And just so you know, people hearing the term wafer trash might feel, you know, like there's a little bigotry there.
No, sir.
Well, I mean that's what they'd feel.
Well, no, sir. I think a bigot is somebody who doesn't like someone as a result of what, but just they don't like them. I mean, we have reasons for a lot of the wafer. I mean, what I call a wafer trash coming in. And, you know, acting the way they do. But it's just that if I'm going to die for my country, I want to feel that I'm dying for people that are worthy of it. And a lot of this wafer trash that comes in is not, you know, I'm going to lay dying in a trench in Iraq, and all, the last thing I'm thinking about is some, you know, some poobah skank, you know, excuse my language, sir, is, you know, wafer trashed out. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8668. Poobah skank. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is a cadet. Boy, he's a pretty direct-spoken young cadet at Bradley Military Academy. About some of the girls they have up their dances are a little loose, and if they're going to be out fighting for their country, they want to make sure that they're fighting for people that are worthy. But it's true, though, isn't it, R.C., that a soldier fights for his country no matter who the citizenry?
I'm sorry, sir, could you say that again?
I said it's true that a soldier fights for his country no matter who it is. He's fighting for it, correct?
No, sir. The code that we live by in the military is that we fight and die for our flag because it does represent a certain kind of living, a certain kind of standard. And the Americans who, you know, will send us over to Iraq or to any theater of war to fight for our country, you know, we're here to say that, you know, we're very hopeful that they're worthy of that defense. Otherwise, what you do is you have a generation of veterans coming back who are going to be a little upset. And the thing I'm going to be thinking about when I'm in Iraq or I'm going to be over someplace, some guy sending some skank over to my school.
Can we not use the word skank?
Excuse me, sir?
Could we not use the word skank?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I mean, just some, you know, these girls that come over, a lot of the wafer trash or what have you. And I want to feel that I'm not laying, dying in a trench in Iraq, and the last thing I see is some wafer trash hanging over me with too much lipstick, you know, bad-looking earrings, you know.
Sounds pretty hot.
Oh, yes, sir. She probably is very hot, but, you know, I'm not the kind of individual, because the code that I live by, that I just give it up for any, you know, poobah wafer trash going to come waltzing through the doors of the gym. You know, I just want to feel that they're worthy, that's all.
But isn't it true that as a soldier, you can't be guaranteed that every citizen that you are fighting to defend is a worthy individual?
That might have been the thinking of a lot of people back in the olden days, but today's soldier really goes to war for his country. But when he comes back home and he sees people acting in a manner that is cavalier, that doesn't seem to respect the sacrifice of the soldier, when the people are voting for, you know, these anti-war candidates or behaving in a way where they feel soldiers shouldn't even be fighting, that's disrespectful, at which time they are, you know, technically, you know, kind of pissing me off, and, you know, then I got to take that too, you know, I got to take that into consideration as to just how pissed off do I want to get, you know.
Well, you're speaking about a generation of returning war veterans who are going to be revengeful of their own people.
Well, if they don't prove themselves worthy to be defended, you know, and the first thing you got to worry about is, you know, Mr. Citizen sending his daughter with her chlamydia into my dance. And
all right, okay, hold on. I want you to get this kid to kind of maybe just clean it up a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. Young military cadet from Bradley Military Academy. His name is R.C. Collins. And the kinds of girls that they're getting at their dances, he thinks, are simply not up to the standard of the standard they have as cadets. And that if someday he fights and possibly dies for his country, he wants to know that he's fighting for people that are a little more worthy. Unless you want a generation of angry veterans coming home and taking it out on the not-so-worthy citizens back home. 1-800-449-8686. Now, a cadet can't just automatically go into the Army, can he? He seems to think he's going to become airborne as soon as he graduates. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You don't believe that those Earth Firsters are right, though?
No, sir, I don't. I don't believe in anybody taking the law into their own hands. But I understand the anger at people who drive these sports utility vehicles because they do require a great deal of gasoline, which is made from oil that comes from the Middle East, which is where our soldiers are right now engaged in battling this enemy. And I think. My feeling, I think a lot of the people that I go to school with, that people who drive these sports utility vehicles and the large cars that take a lot of gas don't have any respect for the soldiers, and, you know, we're going to take that into consideration, that's all.
Well, yeah, but you keep saying we're going to take that into consideration. So when you come back to the States after fighting in the war, what?
Well, I mean, I'm going to see somebody driving an SUV, I'm going to take that to mean that they're kind of sticking it up in my face a little bit. So I'm going to have to take that into consideration. Right now, I go to Bradley Military Academy on account of I'm only 16, but I do, one day, we'll all go in the Army, and I'm going to, you better watch out, because anybody, that the terrorists come up to me, I'm going to kill them. But also, I'm kind of pissed off at a lot of the people that live here whose daughters are skanky, and they drive SUVs.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether RC you represent the military of the future or not. Here's JD. JD, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I just want to make a comment about this young man. First, I want to say I think it's good he wants to go into the military.
Thank you.
But he needs to realize that we get a lot of our oil from Canada and other places, and driving an SUV is one of our liberties, one of our rights. And as far as defending people,
are you military?
I served in the first Gulf War, and I served in Panama. I fought in both of them.
Well, sir, then I got a lot of respect for you as a warrior. And don't you come back to the States and you look at all these citizens with their SUVs, and don't you want to just say, boy, what did I go over there for? Look at these people. I want to kill them.
No, I want to say good for you for driving a vehicle you can be proud of, for buying an American vehicle, and thanks for letting me defend you. Thanks for letting me do what I needed to do so that you can have the freedom to do what you want to do.
I want to jump in. Let me just jump in, JD. What do you mean you want to, RC said you want to kill them?
Well, no, I don't. But, I mean, if I came back from Iraq like this man did, and I see citizens whose daughters are a lot of wafer trash or skanked out or something, and they're driving their SUVs, and I'm going to think, why did I even go over there and do that? They're nothing but skanks.
You did that because that's what your country wanted you or needed you to do. You didn't do it because that you don't want people to drive SUVs. You do that because that's what your government or your country deems necessary. And when you're in the military, you'll realize that there's certain things that you may not agree with, but that doesn't mean that you don't do your job, just like in regular life.
Right, that's why
you're proud of it.
Don't you separate your opinion as a military man from your opinion as a civilian?
Yeah, but I'm ready to eat my own guts. I deserve more than wafer trash. Don't you think?
No, because they're Americans.
Oh, swear.
It doesn't matter what class of people they are, whether they're extremely rich and drive Hummers, or they're extremely poor and drive piece-of-crap Chevy pickups. They're Americans. You're fighting to defend their rights. To do what they want to do.
Hey, I don't want them to drive a Hummer. I just want them to give.
All right, you have to watch your language, son.
I'm sorry, sir.
All right, JD, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. This young man in the military academy at Bradley is talking about his experience. You call these girls wafer trash, which you assume are Catholic girls.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
And you don't want to go to Iraq or anywhere else in the world and fight for a country that produces those kinds of women, is that it?
Well, it's really not just them. I understand that a lot of parents don't have control over their young women, and like I said, they come out of a religion where they got touched by maybe by a nun or something. But I do think that there are a number of things in this society that I do see. People who drive large gas-guzzling cars are one of them. Individuals who tend to spend more time on the sports page than they do reading the news. Individuals that read a lot of comic books but don't spend enough time perhaps investigating history. You're asking me to go to Iraq or to Saudi Arabia or to the Belgian Congo or somewhere like that to go and fight the enemies of America, and then you turn around and behave in a way that kind of tightens my jaws up and pisses off a lot of my brothers and I who are going to go over and fight. And all I'm saying is, if you are going to live in a way that basically says, yes, soldier, go over there and die while I'm over here eating, you know, hot dogs and going to Der Wiener Schnitzel instead of eating healthy food and eating at Der Wiener Schnitzel instead of having a good breakfast, well, then that's going to piss me off, and I'm going to want some answers when I get back.
Piss you off? What are you going to do, man? You heard what that guy said.
Well, he's an old veteran, and I respect him a lot. But we are the new soldiers, and if all you're going to do is give me your poobah skank daughter and have me have to, you know, sit there and watch you have breakfast at Der Wiener Schnitzel instead of eating a healthy meal of Wheatina, then...
All right, hold on for a minute, man. You're saying a whole lot here about people's eating habits.
All of these things are very important to us soldiers. You have to be worthy for me to defend you. And I don't think anybody's ever said that before, Mr. Henry, but we're a new breed of soldier. And
you have to be worthy for you. I have to be worthy.
Yes, sir.
For you to defend me.
Yes, sir. This is the new code of the young soldiers that are coming up. Maybe we don't sound like the guys that are going over to Iraq right now, or the guys that went down to Pandama, or our guys that fought in Japan. But we're the new breed of soldier. And I don't want to go over to another country and eat my own guts and split open the head of some raghead only to come back and watch people having breakfast at Der Wiener Schnitzel instead of having a healthy meal. And a lot of stuff. The girls are just one part of it, and the SUVs. It's everything.
You're talking about a whole lifestyle thing. And I got to tell you something. The only other generation of returning veteran that I ever heard spoke in the manner that you're speaking. And I don't want to scare you, and I don't want to insult you. But the only other returning generation of veterans that spoke in the rather strident way that you're speaking now were the returning German veterans from World War One, who went back to Germany and had a great many hard and fast opinions about their country, and they eventually evolved into what became the Nazis.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that. I'm talking totally against being a Nazi. I'm against all the Nazi, everything of the Nazis.
All right, let me go over here to Lee. Lee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, thank you. I just want to make a couple points. Number one, I am a Vietnam veteran, retired officer from the military, and this cadet, or whatever he wants to refer himself as, is very immature, and I hope that he never makes it as a soldier in the U.S. Army.
What are you talking about? I want to be to fight for the country.
I understand that, but wanting to fight for the country and understanding the freedoms of this country and what you're fighting for, you have a lot to learn, young man.
Can I ask you, sir, when you returned from Vietnam and you saw people at Dairy Queen, it had to disappoint you.
Yes, I experienced that. I sat there at the Washington Monument, as a matter of fact, with fixed bayonets ready to go against our civilian population. And I lived through all of that, understood all of that.
But also, you guys had to go through the humiliation of having little yellow men kick your ass.
All right, hold on for a minute, because hold on. I want him to comment on that. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins of the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, Call 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I think you owe that man an apology. Let me get him back. Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, RC?
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry for what I said, sir.
Okay.
Okay, RC, I have another thought for you.
Let me just say one thing. RC, you made the comment that Lee's generation of soldier got their asses kicked by little yellow men. And that was a cruel, hurtful, and wrong thing to say, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
Go ahead, Lee.
Okay, another thought for you, RC, to ponder over. Being a soldier for this country, for the United States of America, that holds freedom high up on the, in our heart for every citizen of this country.
Yes, sir.
You sit here and you're expounding thoughts and ideas that make me think of the enemy we're fighting right now, who are terrorists who go out and lash out against their own people and their enemy, and they go after women and children, and you're speaking the same type of rhetoric.
No, sir.
And I think you need to really reflect on your hatred and come to a better understanding of what it means to be a soldier for this country and what you're fighting for.
No, sir, with all due respect to your service to our country, I don't want our people to... I want our people to... When I come back from fighting for this country and there's a guy at Krispy Kreme at 6 a.m. sitting there with plumber's crack and everything...
RC, it's not going to happen.
Yes, sir?
It's not going to happen.
What?
There's no way that everybody in this country or anywhere in the rest of this world are going to agree with everything we do. Wars are always unpopular.
Hey, I want to ask a question, RC. So you come home from fighting a war and you see some guy at Krispy Kreme at 6 a.m. with plumber's crack. So what?
It just shows the American people are lazy and fat and out of shape. And what are good men like Lee here and me, hopefully someday, I want to go over and take Bin Laden's head out of a cave on a stick.
Well, you guys are just going to have to fight for all Americans, fat, skinny, in shape, out of shape.
It tightens my jaws to see a man having his breakfast at a place like Der Wiener Schnitzel, Dairy Queen, or Arby's.
RC, right. You have a lot of growing up to do, and that's
yes,
all
sir.
I have to say.
Thank you very much, Lee. Thank you, sir. Here's Ann. Ann, you're on the Phil Henry Show with RC Collins. Ann?
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that this boy is very bigoted, and God forbid that any of the services would ever take him in and give him a gun to use.
Well, what did I say that was big? That was big bigoted.
I beg your pardon?
What did I say that was bigoted?
Everything you said was bigoted.
Bigoted. Bigoted
from,
as, yeah.
From what you call those young girls, wafer. I can't
you
even
can
remember.
Say it. Come on. You can do it. Wafer.
Don't be rude. He called them wafer. What did he call them? Wafer trash, Ann.
That's what he called them.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can't believe that a whole class of girls are trash, or the fact that they're Catholic makes them even worse.
Well, ma'am, a lot of the Catholic
and
girls...
also, if you disapprove of these girls, why are you at that dance? Why are you not in your room studying? And
well,
why are you inviting them anyway?
Ma'am, there's an old saying in the Army, and I say this with the greatest of respect.
You've had any respect for anybody that you've mentioned, not only those girls, but even people who are going innocently into a restaurant and ordering a donut or an ice cream.
Well, ma'am, it's difficult for a soldier to die for a country
nobody asked you to.
Full of people that have plumber's crack.
Nobody's asking to die for the country for people who got plumber's crack. Now, why don't you answer, Ann, ask you a question about, why would you go to that dance?
On account it's at my school. I'm supposed to be there. I'm on the entertainment committee.
Well, it's time for you to get off the entertainment committee because you're not entertaining those girls. You're judging them.
These girls are wafer trash. Priests touched them. I read about it.
I think that you... you are tarring every priest with your foul brush. There are people who have been in the Catholic Church that have done things that are wrong, but there are people throughout every religion who also do things wrong.
Right, you're
but
right.
Not every priest is bad.
I want to ask you a question. Did they have a hitching post for you to tie the horse up at school, or was there a guy that took it, or what?
I beg your pardon?
When you went to school, did you have a hitching post to tie your horse up at, or did a guy valet it, or what?
What does that mean?
I'm just asking her about going to school. Where did she tie her horse?
Oh, I went to school so many years ago that I had to plow through the snow for miles and miles on foot.
Here we go.
Okay.
So, but where did you tie your horse up at?
She said she walked through the snow.
I couldn't afford
a
horse.
Okay. So you either walked or you mule hitched.
What do you mean mule hitched?
Well, she stuck out her thumb and hitched a ride on a mule.
All right, Ann, thank you very much for your call. You know, that lady is trying to tell you something about making fun of people that have breakfast at Dairy Queen.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to eat my guts and bring Bin Laden's head out of a cave on a stick for some guy with plumber's crack at Dairy Queen with the bowl swirl ice cream cone.
Here is Dave. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. RC.
Yes, sir.
I went to the largest military academy in this country for males. I went to St. Thomas Academy.
Oh, right.
We had a 600-man brigade, and it was all male, Catholic, and military, and it was all mandatory. And then at the end of that, I received a scholarship to do ROTC. I got my commission as an officer in the Army. And
that's
then
what I want to do.
Well, I hope that you can reflect as to what it means to be an officer in the Army. And I would want you to read the officer guide. There's a code of conduct. But above all, an officer is a gentleman and a professional. And the way that you're talking to people right now is contrary to both being a gentleman and being a professional.
What did I say, sir?
Well, if you don't know what you said, I'm not sure.
What did I say? I'm saying I don't want to go to war and come back and see civilians so disrespecting the great efforts of our soldiers that they're sitting there with their pants halfway down their crack.
Well, the beautiful thing about this Army, this Air Force, this Marine Corps, and this Navy is that it's an all-volunteer force, young man.
Sir,
and no one's forcing you to do it.
Sir, I don't want to be disrespectful, but are you a pencil pusher?
No, I'm a physician.
You're a physician, sir?
Yes.
Why would you say a pencil pusher?
I thought maybe you had a desk job.
I'm a physician. I'm also airborne.
Really?
Yes.
That's what I want to be. So you know what I'm talking about. You come back after going to Iraq and eating your own guts, and you come back to these poobahs, wafer eaters, and plumber's crack.
Wafer eaters, poobahs, and plumber's crack.
Well, hey, young man.
Yes, sir.
The other thing that I want to take issue with is the way that you're referring to Catholics. That is sort of reminiscent of the anti-Catholic and anti-Semitic bigotry that was prevalent in this country earlier in its history. I'm also a history major. I've read a fair amount of history.
Was you ever...
And I know a thing or two about anti-Catholic bigotry. Do you know anything about sort of the civil rights movement of the 60s? There was
I want to know, what part of the Coast Guard were you in?
United States Army. I'm in the Medical Corps, and I'm airborne. I'm not in the Coast Guard. Did you hear me, young man?
Did you say you're airborne?
Yes, I am airborne.
Kind of like a lot of today's viruses.
Like what?
Just a joke, sir.
You know what? If you want to be a smart-ass kid, you can call somebody else's show. He said kind of like a lot of today's viruses, airborne. Ha-ha.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the airborne sergeants are going to chew you up and spit you out.
Well, I want to be airborne and drop into Kurdistan.
You can look at kid.
Here, answer this. They're going to chew you up and spit you out at Fort Benning. You don't have a prayer there.
Sir, isn't it true that a lot of people say airborne's nothing more than a Cub Scout with a hang glider?
That's not true at all. You don't know the first thing about being airborne.
I'm sorry, sir. That's what I've heard.
That's pretty disrespectful. Cub Scout with a hang glider, huh?
That's what I've heard.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is I am an Eagle Scout, so I guess you could say I'm an Eagle Scout that's airborne. So I guess that's partway true.
Well, a guy said to me the other day, he says, airborne. That's the way you get polio.
Well, I have no idea what...
Yeah, you know...
Young man, I recommend that you do not go into the Army because you're going to get a blanket party and you're going to get SOS scrubbed when you wake up in the middle of the night at 0200.
Was you ever a Weeblo?
What's that?
Was you ever a Weeblo?
No, I was not. But you're going to get blanket party. Do you understand that?
He's saying that they're going to tie you up and beat you, man, when you get into the Army, RC, because you're such a smartass. And...
So a guy that wants to fight and die for his country is going to get beaten before he gets to go to battle.
Hey, RC, you want to know? I don't give I don't care if you want to die and fight for your country. It's an all-volunteer force, and no one's making you do it. So please don't. I don't want you in my army.
You know, they say Weeblo is just a nice way of saying I didn't have any friends who got my ass kicked.
I don't want you in my army. You need to start acting like a decent human being before you can even consider being an officer.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't want to piss you off, sir.
All right. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't know whether any of this is sinking into you, kid. You know?
You can take kid and shove it up your...
That's got to be one of the classic lines of all time. Ain't it true that airborne's nothing more than a Cub Scout with a hang glider? Wow! R.C. Collins, who is at Bradley Military Academy, he loves his country. He just doesn't like too many of the people living in it.